Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Today we have nominees for three agencies with extremely important transportation missions. The first is the Amtrak Board of Directors. Amtrak faces a series of critical challenges in the near future as we deal with a severe decline in travel as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. In an effort to address these challenges, Amtrak's management has proposed severe cuts in service, including reducing long-distance trains to 3 days a week and deep staffing reductions. I'm very concerned that these cuts may significantly harm communities served by Amtrak and threaten the long-term viability of our national rail network. I hope that my colleagues will step up in this next COVID package and make sure that there is support for Amtrak, the communities, and the workforce. Amtrak also needs leadership, and I'm pleased that we have two excellent nominees for the Amtrak Board of Directors here. Sarah Feinberg served as the administrator of the Federal Railroad Administration, as the chair mentioned, from 2015 to 2017, and in her current role as president of New York City Transit. So during her time at FRA, she also sat on the Amtrak board and is well aware of the challenges facing Amtrak and the importance of rail service to communities across the nation. We're also joined by Chris Coos and Mayor of Normal, Illinois. Mr. Coos' city is served by two Amtrak routes, including one long-distance line, the Texas Eagle, so he's very familiar with Amtrak's operations and keenly aware of the value it provides to small and mid-sized communities. We are joined by Robert Primus, who was nominated to serve as a member of the Surface Transportation Board. The STB plays a very important role in resolving railroad rate and service disputes, as well as reviewing railroad mergers and restructuring activities. So Mr. Primus has had a long career as a congressional staffer, including working on these activities in the House Transportation Infrastructure, and so I look forward to hearing his views on these very important issues. And finally, we have the nomination of Eric Susskind to be the Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Transportation. The Inspector General of DOT plays a key role in not only preventing waste, fraud, and abuse, but also ensuring that the agency carries out its core safety mission for our nation's transportation network. One area the IG is currently investigating is the Federal Aviation Administration certification of the 737 MAX and the FAA's subsequent response to two crashes involved in the aircraft. I would mention, Mr. Chairman, I saw yesterday a fine by the FAA on South Carolina for intimidation of employees who were part of the FAA certification process, the very issue that we try to fix in our legislation that we've worked on together, and the very legislation that when the administrator was before the committee basically told us he didn't agree that there were any problems, and yet now we see them issuing fines. So clearly there is a problem, and clearly there is intimidation, and we want an independent workforce who is going to basically let the engineers be engineers, let them do the work and not have fear of intimidation or reparation. So anyway, I look that interesting development yesterday, Mr. Chairman, and looking forward to getting back to those issues. So the Inspector General Act of 1978 specifically states the IG should be appointed without regard to political affiliation and solely based on integrity and demonstrated ability in accounting, auditing, financial analysis, law, management analysis, and public administration or investigation. So Mr. Susskind, I will be asking you questions because I am concerned that I want to know that you have the experience that lines up with this important position that oversees so many infrastructure jobs in the United States, and definitely plan to ask you a question. The White House expressed its intent to nominate Mr. Susskind on May 15th. This is the same day that the former acting Inspector General Mitch Bem, a longtime employee of the DOT Inspector's Office, was removed by the president. So I'm concerned about the timing of these things. So I hope we can spend some time addressing those concerns today. So thank you, Mr. Chairman, for this hearing, and look forward to hearing from the nominees.
Thank you.